We begin, though, in West Cleveland, where exactly 1 week ago tonight, a nightmare ended for three missing women. And tonight, we have video showing part of that rescue. The cell phone video shows police rushing into the house at 2207 Seymour Avenue just minutes after Amanda Berry was freed by neighbors who heard her screams. Police found two other missing women inside, Michelle Knight and Gina De Jesus. Now, you can see Amanda Berry is in the street. She's there with her six-year-old daughter, born during Berry's captivity. Ariel Castro, their accused kidnapper, is being held on an $8 million bond. Today, police were back at his house. Now, investigators from the medical examiner's office went inside again. Tonight, Castro's brothers are speaking out in an exclusive interview with CNN. They were arrested last week and then cleared. Tonight, they're in hiding for their own safety. You'll hear from them ahead. First, though, an exclusive look inside Castro's backyard. For the first time, we're getting a look at what he kept back there. Dozens of photographs obtained by 360 show what he was allegedly trying to hide from the outside world. Randy Kaye joins me now from Cleveland. Randy?
Anderson, some of these photos, I have to tell you, are chilling. They were taken over the weekend by a neighbor who asked not to be identified. In all, we've seen more than 70 photos, and I want to show you some of the most interesting ones tonight. First, take a look at this one. It's a wide shot of the backyard, and as you can see, it was a mess back there. It really looked like a junkyard. There's a child's little car there on the right side you might be able to see, and on the left side, of course, you see the kid's basketball net on that left side, and also that's the garage there in the distance. The next photo, take a look at this. When I say chilling, barbed wire. This is so telling. There were spools and spools of barbed wire all over the yard, Anderson. Thick rolls of it, like you see here in the photo. Now, of course, we don't know for sure, but this may have been used to keep his captives inside in case they made a run for it, perhaps, and very likely to keep anyone on the outside from trying to get in. That stuff, as you can see, would do some real damage to anyone who came in contact with it. Also, something else chilling, Anderson, we saw chains. Now, here you take a look at it. There's a chain. It's around a tree. Now, Castro did have puppies, but our guy, the photographer, says that hundreds of chains were found in the yard, not just a few, and we're talking really thick, heavy chains, hundreds of them. Now, remember, the police report said that he had kept the girls chained up in the basement originally, then he chained them up elsewhere in the house. Now, also, you can see in the photo that there's a pulley in the grass there, laying in the grass, so he had some type of pulley system as well, but it's really unclear, Anderson, as to why.